I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama's unemployment rate is down slightly to 6.1%. Wage and salary employment increased by 16,500 jobs in April, with the largest number of jobs coming in the trade, transportation, and utility sector. The professional and business services sector added another 3,500 jobs. However, the state's jobless rate remains well above the national rate of 5%. Alabama's unemployment is worst in Wilcox County at 12.8%. Shelby County has the state's lowest job rate at 4%. The Alabama Historical Commission is recognizing the 55th anniversary of the Freedom Rides in Montgomery today and tomorrow. APR's Alex Aubuchon has more on the Freedom Riders and what they had to endure.
In 1961, dozens of civil rights advocates, mostly black students, pledged to ride interstate buses throughout the Southeast to challenge the lack of enforcement of bus desegregation laws. One group was assaulted by a segregationist mob at a bus station in Montgomery. That bus station is now a civil rights museum, and Freedom Riders from across the country are gathering there today to share their story. One of those Freedom Riders is Birmingham native Catherine Burks Brooks. She says it was remarkably quiet when they arrived in Montgomery, at least at first.
All of a sudden, looked like thousands of white people came from all over, even with those with women with babies in their hands, screaming, "Kill those niggas, kill those niggas."
Various commemoration events are planned for today and tomorrow in Montgomery. I'm Alex Aubuchon, APR News.
Gulf Shores has a few extra visitors today as thousands of music fans are packing the beach for Hangout Music Fest. Alabama's biggest festival kicked off earlier this afternoon. Notable acts this year include Alabama natives Jason Isbell and the Alabama Shakes, among others. Hangout started in 2010 as a way to keep up tourism on the Gulf Coast in the wake of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. Emily Gonzalez is the Marketing and Public Relations Director for Kaiser Realty in Gulf Shores. She says the festival first started with a group effort from the business community to make the best out of a bad situation.
We all kind of joined forces and went to the city and said, hey, we would really support this and we could really use the help. The oil spill happened early in April, but the oil didn't hit the beach until the week after the festival. And it really did a lot to bring crowds and attention to the area.
And Hangout has been bringing those crowds back, selling out nearly every year since. The time is 4:35. I'm Mackenzie Bates, APR News.